During a meeting with Maltese President Xi, he said China and the United States should work to develop their bilateral ties based on the principles of mutual respect and win-win cooperation. The president said that military relations have been developing momentum in recent years and form an important part of their bilateral relations. He emphasized China's steadfast and clear-cut stance when it comes to the country's sovereignty and territorial integrity, and that any inch of territory passed down from the country's ancestors cannot be given away. Mattis said the United States is willing to strengthen communication and cooperation between the two sides to manage risks and avoid conflicts.
I think right now we're at a point where we have to look at how do we use our military-to-military engagements and our actions in order to promote trust between our two militaries, trust between our two countries.
Xu Qiliang, Vice Chairman of the Central Military Commission, stressed the necessity of enhanced cooperation between the two countries.
The two presidents reached consensus on the promotion of military exchanges and cooperation. I hope the two militaries can continue to increase mutual trust and cooperation in the future so as to help overall bilateral relations.
Zhao Xiaojuo, Deputy Director of the Center on China-U.S. Defense Relations at the Academy of Military Science, said there have been fewer bilateral military exchanges during the Trump administration than in previous times. Zhao said that high-level dialogues such as the one between President Xi and Secretary Mattis are important to building understanding and improving cooperation.
It helps the two sides diffuse doubt and understand each other's stances and policies. High-level meetings promote both China and the U.S. to move forward bilateral ties, seek common interest, and expand cooperation. It is also attributable to the stable relationship since the two countries set up diplomatic relations 40 years ago.
It is the first visit to China by James Mattis since he became defense secretary in January of last year. He is the first Pentagon chief to visit China since 2014. For CRI, I'm Xiao Yi.